buying fish for his dinner from the market, chatting to the taxi driver on the way home from the station, or eavesdropping on the conversations of passers-by outside a coffee shop. These seemingly mundane, everyday activities delight and inspire the writer D.J. Taylor, reminding him of the treasures to be found in ordinary lives and how important it is for him to be at home in Norfolk. "It's the greatest place on earth," he says. "There's nowhere else like it. It's the sense of community, of knowing people and being known. When I go into Norwich for a couple of hours, I expect to see three or four people I know. That's very comforting." Whether he spies friends, family or strangers, David has taken to imagining lives of Norfolk residents in short stories. His latest collection, called Poppyland, was published in June and features characters he believes are both distinct to Norfolk and universal. Holidaymakers in Cromer and Hunstanton, families on the housing ladder in Norwich Estates, minicab drivers dealing with a new boss, a struggling toy shop owner, ordinary people trying to find their way in the world while struggling with monotony, hardship, relationship breakdown and general decline. There's humour amid the melancholy and the extraordinary in the banality of their existence. It struck me that Norfolk could be a place of dazzling weirdness and significance, as well as being mundane and ordinary, David says, and acknowledges how he's been inspired by one of his favourite writers, Annie Prolux, who celebrated the unique and eccentric individuals living in the empty prairies of Wyoming. A lot of research for Poppyland was just hanging around the market, listening to the storeholders chat, he says, and relishes giving examples in a Norfolk turn of phrase, saying such as, "What are you like?" when you've made a mistake, and "Reckon I will," when someone is prepared to do a task for you. There are also the loaded comments and understatement of snatched conversations which have sparked his imagination. He recalls coming across two young women, one saying to the other with a passion and venom, "I hate Wednesdays." Or an elderly woman pushing a shopping trolley who stops to tell an old man with a bike, "I'm a widow now." And then both continuing on their way, nothing more being said. There's a complexity there, David says, and it belies the simplicity of what has been said. He believes we haven't lost the old ways in Norfolk so much as other parts of the country, but it is diminishing. In his short stories, he's hoping to celebrate what is still present while also mourn the passing of what has disappeared. David is keen to relate his memories to the stories they have inspired. Moving On is set on the Earlham estate, where his father grew up, and David's childhood love of Airfix models fueled his story, and The Toy Shop, based on Langley's in the Royal Arcade in Norwich. Some of the dialogue in the book is lifted from conversations he's overheard. "There was a review of Poppyland in the Financial Times," he says, "and a friend of mine 2 years above me at school wrote to me saying he was itching to read the book, and he says, 'Will I recognise anyone?'" David has spent all his life in Norwich, except for an interlude when he was studying in Oxford and forging his career in London. He and his wife, the novelist Rachel Hoare, felt Norwich was a more attractive option for raising their young family. "I think Rachel probably found it a little odd to begin with," says David. "Whenever she thought she'd made a new friend, that person would say, 'I know your mother-in-law,' or 'I went to school with your sister-in-law.' There was a sense for her of being monitored. For me, I had this slightly ghostly feeling of, 'I've been away, I've come back, I've changed, and it's changed.'" It's his ability to know the area well from childhood, with all its associations, while also being slightly removed, an objective observer, and that adds another dimension to his stories. They're great fun to write, he says. I love putting words on the page. They just pour out. Within 4 months, I had 60,000 words of short stories. His career is defined by the proliferation of his work. As a journalist and literary critic, he regularly contributes reviews, articles, and even parodies for Private Eye, as well as having a dozen novels to his name. Trespass was long listed for the Booker Prize, and 12 works of non-fiction. He is possibly best known, and certainly in East Anglia, for his acclaimed studies on George Orwell, most recently publishing Orwell, The New Life, in 2023, and Who is Big Brother? A Reader's Guide to George Orwell, in 2024. The short stories were a treat to himself between writing two non-fiction titles. He says, and for readers, Poppyland is a treat for us too.